Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. For many Americans, this holiday has traditionally signaled the sort of soft opening of summer and the first chance of the year to bust out those grilling skills. But Memorial Day signifies a lot more than that. Memorial Day was originally called Decoration Day, and the tradition dates back to the 1860s when men and women decorated the graves of fallen Civil War soldiers with wreaths, flowers, flags, and other items. The inspiration for the day came from local observances that had been popping up throughout the country in the 3 years following the war. General John A. Logan of the Grand Army of the Republic, a fraternal organization for veterans of the Union Army, was responsible for declaring the nationwide Day of Remembrance in 1868. In his proclamation, Logan wrote, "The 30th of May, 1868, is designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country during the late rebellion, and whose bodies now lie in almost every city, village, and hamlet churchyard in the land." May 30th was somewhat of a neutral date because it wasn't the anniversary of any one specific Civil War battle. That first national commemoration was a major event at Arlington National Cemetery, with a speech from former Union General and sitting Ohio Congressman James Garfield. Following Garfield's words to attendees, 5,000 participants joined in to decorate the graves of more than 20,000 soldiers, both Union and Confederate, who were buried at Arlington. That tradition still lives on at Arlington to this day, usually involving the current U.S. president or vice president laying a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier and the ceremonial placement of American flags on every grave. This isn't the only account of the holiday's history, though. Yale historian David W. Blight traces Memorial Day back to a series of commemorations in 1865 held by freed Black Americans after Union soldiers, including members of the 21st United States Colored Infantry, liberated the port city of Charleston, South Carolina. Blight wrote in a 2011 New York Times essay, The war was over and Memorial Day had been founded by African Americans in a ritual of remembrance and consecration. The war, they had boldly announced, had been about the triumph of their emancipation over a slaveholder's republic. They were themselves the true patriots. While Blight's origin theory isn't universally accepted, the facts behind the story are worth keeping in mind when honoring this Memorial Day. Either way, although the commemoration was originally intended to pay homage to Civil War soldiers and events, as the United States entered World War I in 1917, the holiday evolved to honor the lives of any U.S. military personnel lost in any war. And a full century after the first commemoration, in 1968, Congress passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act in an effort to create three-day weekends for federal employees. The change went into effect in 1971, and since that switch, Decoration Day became Memorial Day, and the holiday has been observed on the last Monday in May every year. As far as holidays go, Memorial Day does some heavy lifting in terms of the sheer number of people it pays tribute to. A few stats to keep in mind. More than 45 million soldiers have served the United States during wartime. More than 1,350,000 Americans have died in armed conflicts around the world. There are 260,000 graves at Arlington National Cemetery, and each one is decorated with an American flag on Memorial Day. And speaking of the flag, traditionally, American flags are raised to the top of the mast the morning of Memorial Day, then slowly lowered to half-mast until noon, and then flown at full mast the rest of the day. But, of course, over the decades since its official inception, Memorial Day has taken on somewhat of a hybrid vibe, as many Americans consider the extra day off as a way to usher in summer. In previous years, millions of Americans traveled over the weekend, and some 60% of us fired up a grill. It's yet to be seen how we'll observe the day this year. Today's episode was written by Michelle Konstantinovsky and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.